сегодня в Глобалинк.
UNIP calls for improved welfare of freedom fighters. Zambians urged to participate in economic affairs. And one dead as Cameroon awaits election results in chaotic tensions. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. United National Independence Party UNIP President Henry Muyova has described it as unfair that Zambia continues to commemorate Independence Day each year without adequately addressing the welfare of freedom fighters. Kenny Muyova expressed concern that freedom fighters are often only recognized during national events such as Independence Day, while their daily livelihoods remain neglected through the year. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Kenny Muyova said freedom fighters deserve consistent recognition and support beyond annual commemorations. It is sad that most of the freedom fighters are still grappling, yet not even a small portion of the national budget is allocated to their welfare, said Kenny Muyova. He further emphasized the need for government and citizens alike to celebrate freedom fighters through small acts of appreciation and sustained support that honor their contribution to the nation's independence. As Zambia prepares to celebrate its 61st independence anniversary, the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has urged the nation to reflect on its progress towards equality and inclusivity, emphasizing that true independence remains incomplete without gender equity and social justice. The organization has commended the United Party for National Development, UPND government, for maintaining peace, unity and development, but noted that persistent inequalities continue to hinder women and girls from fully participating in the country's development. While the country takes pride in its achievements, the journey towards true inequality and inclusive development remains unfinished, said NGOCC Acting Board Chairperson Fides Temba-Temba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Temba-Temba highlighted poverty as one of the major challenges affecting women and girls and called for gender-responsive economic policies that expand women's access to land, finance, and decent work, arguing that true independence must translate into economic freedom for all, especially women who form the backbone of Zambia's informal economy. She said gender-based violence remains a serious concern, with women accounting for approximately 80% of all reported cases. GBV is a devastating reality that undermines Zambia's progress. There is need for stronger enforcement of laws, more funding for survivor support services, and greater community awareness to challenge harmful cultural norms, said Ms. Temba-Temba. Ms. Temba-Temba emphasized that Zambia cannot truly be free while women and girls live in fear within their own homes and communities. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mubanga, has called on Zambians across the country to actively participate in the nation's economic affairs in order to fully benefit from the policies being implemented by the UPND administration. Mr. Mubanga said it is unfair for some citizens to claim that government initiatives such as the Constituency Development Fund CDF are not yielding results when they are not actively engaging in these programs. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mubanga said that CDF has been distributed across the country to ensure that every citizen benefits through participation in community and enterprise projects. This is the same with sentiments that the ministry is not doing enough, when the truth is that people must take part in the programs government has rolled out to experience the impact, said Mr. Mubanga. Mr. Mubanga has therefore urged all Zambians to participate in the forthcoming National Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise and Cooperatives Indaba, which will be held from 30th to 31st October 2025. Theme, Building Resilient Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise and Cooperatives for the African Continental Free Trade Area. He emphasized the importance of the Indaba in equipping micro, small and medium enterprises with knowledge and capacity to effectively compete and trade under the AFCFTA.
We are in all the sectors of our economy that should be understood. Anything that you are doing, as long as it's business, but within micro, small and medium. This is our sector. This is our focus. That's number one. Number two, in terms of, helping those that are starting, I know that most of our SMEs and cooperatives, the challenges they will face when they are starting up a business, they are discussing business. They say capital, access to finance. So, access to finance. Why the ministry was created was to, of course, tackle such challenges.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RITSA, has expressed concern over the increase in road traffic accidents recorded in the third quarter of 2025 and has intensified interventions to curb these accidents in the fourth quarter, a period that includes the Independence long weekend and the festive season. On Tuesday, October 21st, 2025, the Zambia Police Service reported an increase in road traffic accidents and related fatalities during the third quarter of 2025, with 10,126 incidents recorded countrywide from 8,970 accidents reported during the same period in 2024. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, RITSA Public Relations Officer Chilufya Mwelwa said as part of these measures, the agency has enhanced traffic law enforcement in collaboration with the police and will deploy highway patrols along crash-prone corridors across the country to promote compliance. The agency will roll out a nationwide festive season period safety campaign to raise public awareness on responsible road use, targeting key risk factors such as speeding, drink driving, use of seat belts and helmets, among others, said Ms. Mwelwa.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, has noted with concern the increase in road traffic accidents recorded in the third quarter of 2025, as reported by the Zambia Police Service. The agency is deeply concerned about this trend and has intensified interventions to curb crashes, fatalities, and serious injuries in the fourth quarter, a period that you may know includes the Independence long weekend and the festive season. As part of these measures, RTSA has enhanced traffic law enforcement in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service and will deploy highway patrols along crash-prone corridors across the country to promote compliance.
In Africa News, a young teacher was shot and killed in Garoua on Tuesday during chaotic demonstrations. The bullet was reportedly fired by a police officer. The young teacher died when she was shot by a police officer, according to neighbors, during demonstrations on Tuesday in Garoua following a high-tension presidential election in the country. Cameroon is currently still waiting for results of the vote, which are said to be officially released today. Cameroon's National Election Commission has already released preliminary numbers, designating Biya, Africa's oldest and one of the longest serving heads of state, as winner with a little more than 53% of the votes. Coming up shortly, Trump says Putin talks did not go anywhere as he imposes new sanctions. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The United States has announced new sanctions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies in an effort to pressure Moscow to negotiate a peace deal in Ukraine. The announcement came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump said a planned meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Budapest would be shelved indefinitely. While the economic impact to Russia is likely to be minimal, it represents a major shift in Trump's foreign policy, having previously said he would not impose sanctions until European nations ceased buying Russian oil.
Sports Update.
The Zambia Forestry and Forest Industries Corporation, ZAFICO, has unveiled the official kit for its first ever marathon, scheduled to take place on November 8, 2025 in Indola. ZAFICO Managing Director Mundia Mundia announced that the corporation